question was thrown now in whose corner? The question was on the Maryadoi, right? So the question was, where did he get these two types of countings?
In terms of his shita,
yes.
you made a given that the counting should be at night, because that's the Maisa Mitzvah should be done.
The Maisa Mitzvah is nighttime.
Yeah, why
and that's
is that?
The counting, because that everybody holds is the Maisa Mitzvah. Nobody holds the can count in the daytime.
No, but I'm saying, but why does he say even the B'Evit it doesn't work in the daytime?
Who says?
He says it's not a Maisa Mitzvah you wanted to say.
Right, that's what I wanted to hear, because he
why?
Said... What?
Why? Maybe it's not that, Shlemusa.
Because that's the Maisa Mitzvah is at nighttime, it's Shlemusa. It's Mimos. And that's not a hard problem. The problem is the other way. Where did he come up with this idea of all the minyan counting?
Why do they say the Maisa Mitzvah is Belilah? Because Katsira was Belilah?
Yeah, we went through that. You're not going to get anywhere going through that again. Yeah, that's,
no, I just want the Tom for it. Because
Tom for it is that's the mitzvah. That's what Torah is mitzvah.
You have to
count both components. Counting is both components. Rav Haigain is asking a good question. What's the answer to Rav Haigain's question? So the answer is because he holds logically that if you count in the daytime, the yom has a shame monoi. In other words, it's true that the Maisa HaMitzvah is to count the nighttime, both Chokei Yom. Mm-hmm. But you can't say that if you count the daytime, the Chavos Shem Monoi isn't there.
Right, but then the first day is a problem, no?
Then the first day is a problem.
Right.
No, I mean, why shouldn't you be able to do that on the first day?
No, because...
No, it's a different thing. That's a whole minion, and this is a shame.
Well, that's right. It's the shame monu makes it all a minion, right. But you have no minion.
Mm-hmm. You have to set a minion into play.
That's right. We're staying with that.
Yeah, that's his foundation.
That's his foundation. You have to set a minion into play. How do you set a minion into play? By doing the Maisa HaMitzvah of Minyan. Then, since there's Allah, it's a continuum, so as long as the Yom has a Shem Monui, it'll join the continuum, but you can't start with the Ola Minyan. What Minyan?
And that act of rendering it a Monui, that is not considered a Maisa Mitzvah?
No.
At all. Not inferior, not even, because it has the function of the Maisa Mitzvah, participates in the Maisa Mitzvah, and that it renders the function of the Maisa Mitzvah, and that it renders a monoway, because when you...
Yeah, but that's not the Maisa Mitzvah.
So it's not a Maisa Mitzvah at all. So your question was, how can you have the effects of a halachic Maisa Mitzvah if it's not a Maisa Mitzvah?
No, because it's a shame monoway. The Yom still has a shame money, and there's a concept of a continuous.
So do you have to do it in the surah of the Maisa Sphere, or can you just say...
No, you don't have to. That's the machlokas of Haigain.
No, but I'm saying, according to Rav Haigain, can you just say, okay, this is
according to Rav Haigain?
According to Maryadoi, can you just go ahead and say, well, now this is the, you know, I'm counting this as part of the continuum, you don't have to...
You don't have to say anything, you don't have to make a big speech, just do it.
No, but I'm saying...
If he has a shame money, if it was Nimna... If it was Nimna Kilchasa. But if it wasn't Nimna Kilchasa, it doesn't have a shame on it. That's the Machlokas.
But he said you can do it with the Evid during the Yom.
Because he holds that that Bayom Bayom is still a mitzvah.
What? When you're saying Rahai, you're saying with him, his question on, you're defining his question on Rahai, you know?
Right.
He holds.
Right.
What's Rahai going on?
Rahai going holds that it can't have a shame monoi unless it has the shame mitzvah, unless the Maisa mitzvah. So if you're going to say Bayom is Ola Minyan, you're going to have to say that Bayom has a din Maisa mitzvah.
Well, it does quote him because he said you can do it with the Eved during the Yom.
Exactly.
So
it's
a Maisa Mitzvah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a Maisa Mitzvah. And that's second. You're lacking the key in between.
So how do you define that Machlokas?
That Machlokas is beyond considered that you're really being Mona 100%. The only thing is you're lacking in the key in Tmimos. Or The Maison Mitzvah of counting of Sphira is only by Lila when you can count the whole of the day.
And that results from, because Rav Haigon holds Tamimos as a din in B'chol Yom, and Rav Mar Yodoy holds Tamimos as only in terms of the continuum, right, at that skull.
I don't know what you're getting into Tamimos for. This is very clear. Machlokas is whether the Shem Monu in the Yom can come about through the fact that it's a Monu, or it can only come about through a Maisav Mitzvah.
Yeah, but there's also another.
They both hold it's a continuum. But the question is it Olam HaMinyan through the Maison Mitzvah? Or that's a separate thing? That it's Olam HaMinyan because you counted it. You still don't know that you counted the day. That brings you into the Rav Star.
Right.
Machas Doi Tzmimos is simply Halacha of a continuum. According to Rav Hai, it's a halacha in the Maisa Mitzvah.
Right.
But I didn't want to bring it into that machlokes and jump and skip the main machlokes, the main ideas.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by it's a halacha in the continuum? Isn't it, according to Rav Yudai, if you just the first day, you don't count the night? You're just like missing a day. You only counted 48 then.
That's not Tamimos.
Right, but it's not because of continuum, it's just you're missing, you was discrete.
Well, a continuum, you could break up a continuum in many ways. If you shorten the continuum, then it's not the same continuum. If you miss a day, it's not a continuum.
You're out of the beginning.
If you don't have a starting point, it's not continuum. Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's it.
But you're not saying continuum as opposed to discrete.
No. Well, it's not discrete. If it were discrete, each day would be a different mitzvah.
You can have one mitzvah to count 49 discrete days?
Yeah. And each day is a separate entity. Nothing
right.
But
you're saying you're not excluding that.
Oh, but if you miss the first day, they wouldn't hold over.
Right. If you start with
it. Start with it.
What's Machlokas about?
Okay.
Where is it? Let's try to keep it clear. I don't want to
confuse things by saying different ways.
I don't want to confuse things. This is the way it is. Let's set it up clearly. Okay, go ahead.
V'chein kasev ba hilchos gedolos shesefer b'yom. The Nirosh is Somchen Hay on Masnisan, the Soperk of Ishmael Menachos, the Tanan Hassam, Mitvasa Lictor Belila, the In Lictor Bayom Kasher.
Okay.
The Kivan, the Tzira, the Avid Bayom, Asphira, the Avid Bayom.
Let's stop there. So, what does he say? The Tzira, the Avid
Bayom.
So, why do you have the Hatchilim, the Avid Nazar?
Yeah, by
Katsira,
you mean? How do you have that?
Yeah. How do you have that by Katsira?
Right.
Is the other Bayom?
Right.
It's a funny kind of formulation.
But didn't we say, can you say it's the Din of Tamimos?
By Katsira?
Yeah, by Katsira, because you said that you. By Katsira, we said that you counted.
Well, Tamimos is really throwing a monkey wrench.
No, yeah, it sounds right. But we said that you do the Katsira Balaylo so you can do the Sphira Balaylo. In order that the Sphira shouldn't just hang out in the middle of nothing, it's got to be attached to the Yom Havah through the Katsira.
Okay.
So since the Sphira needs Tamimos, you have to start at night, because it's Tamimos. So therefore, the Katsira, like a Cheshvi by night. So in terms of the Katsira Atmo, independent of the Sphira, you can do it by day.
It's not because it's huge.
You go like this!
I'm explaining the Dilek Achila. In terms of the Sphira, okay, hold on.
Right? How do you ask the Sphira? So on the surface, one would say that there's just like we're saying by Sphira, there's a mitzvah Katsira, and that is mana balaylo. But then there's a halacha that the Katsira is machshir, the carbon, it's machshir, the tefuah for the carbon of the omer. So that machshir is works anytime. Bayom or balayom.
I mean, it has two identities.
Right. In other words, two things are accomplishing. One thing he's doing ma'aseh mishraksira, and that's only balayom. And the other thing is he's being machshir the tefua for the korban omer. So that you can do anytime. Anytime of that day, you can be machshir the tefua for the korban omer. But there's only one problem with that. That you want to equate Svira to Katsira, so you should equate the Maisa HaMitzvah of Katsira to Svira, not the Hechsha Tvua. Right? Or am I wrong? There I'll accept an argument.
Well, don't they say you should do it for the Kuchachil of Delilah?
Yeah.
Because that's when the Maisa Katsira is.
Yeah, but now my question is that he's saying he's bring down a new shita.
Yeah.
That what? You want to read it? Where is it?
Where is it?
The chen kasev balach is gedol shesof a b'yom. The nira shesom chen hein al mas nisim.
Is he saying l'chachilah?
B'di'evet.
Okay, so maybe because it's patterned after katsira shal mitzvah. But since the Maisa Katsira can take place during the day, so you can do minhag during the day.
Okay, I said I'd accept
No, come on.
All right, everybody happy with that
one? What's l'chachil?
No, so what he's saying like this, that the reason why you have to tie the sphere to the Katsira is because you have to tie the sphere to the carbon. Because the carbon, we said, is my separatius. So it doesn't make any difference if you're tying it to the Hechsher carbon, if you're tying it to the carbon through the Hechsher of Kassira, or you're tying it through the carbon through the Maisa Mitzvah of Kassira.
So you mean it's just a better Kassira of Luchachil if it's done to a Maisa Mitzvah?
Now you're asking me why I can't do a Bayom Luchachil.
Yeah, because you're saying it's a better Kassira when it's done to the Maisa Mitzvah.
That's a good question. I don't really answer that.
Could it be because it's a better tzirif when it's tied to a Maisa Mitzvah? It's like Rias and Eros if you do it with your own Maisa Mitzvah, as Stam Rias today, by Shas Adlak, it's a better tzirif.
In other words, my question is, if you're tying it to the, as long as it's tied to the Yom, it's good, so why can't it be L'chatchila by Yom?
Because it's fear, you're counting. Isn't it a whole story because you're counting, you have to count the both Halakim with the Yom?
Oh, I see what you said. You mean because mitzvah sphere?
It's good.
He's right. In other words, in terms of the tziruf between the carbon and the counting, that would be good bayom.
Right.
But it would lack in sphere. That's good. That's a good answer. Very nice.
So how do you know it works even with the oven?
What?
So how do you know it even works with the oven? Maybe you say a mitzvah sphere has to be done. Sphere has to always be done at night, even in the middle of the count.
Right.
So how can you derive from Katsira? That's a totally different idea. Maybe counting has to be done at night. Katsira can be done night or day. It doesn't really matter. But what's the whole comparison?
Right. I mean, how do you know that what?
It's all comparison. What's the logic of comparing?
I mean, what's the logic of saying?
Because Katsira can be done night or day or whatever, anything.
So what's the logic of the connection?
Yeah, sphere is because me, you're counting a day. A day you have to count in the nighttime because it's two parts.
Right. Elliot, you answered that, but you're far. Yeah. Why?
This is what a sphere on all the other days have to do with Katsira. Sphere is creating a count, Katsira is.
Yeah, right. It's not a question of the first day.
Mm. It's not a question of the first day.
The question of the first day, I understand. You have to start at this point.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
What's
the whole connection here?
Yeah, right. It's just like you think it's on the first day, but they're trying
it's
to
not
prove
the first day.
Yeah, they're trying to prove every day.
Right. Good question. Huh? It's not to me, else. What's it got to do with Katsira?
And even the one who argues on that, but Yitzhak Zalmer, Shein Sofer Bayom, Umas Nisan Tosof Perger Yishma, Olesa, the Kaman Kastama Sisan de Megillah, the Katani Kol Alakash Likatir Sa'omer, Vahasan Sofer Perger Yishma, Maisin Allah, Ramin and Allah, Ma diyom b'layla lo af b'layla b'yom lo amla nikta b'yom pasol v'kiva niktir p'su l'yom sfir nami lasa b'yom v'ab ha b'ha talya k'tanya b'raisa d'layla
Yachal Yitzir V'Yavi Emes Asher Yitzir V'Yiskor Tamalo Mechachemish V'Gomer V'Katayin Ay Besif V'Shikzir Sfir B'Layla V'Avah B'Yom U'Stam V'Dahasim Adifalei V'Tani La Gabi Hilchus Apsikasa.
So that's why you say that B'Yom is not good.
Yeah, right, because Katsira is possible B'Yom. So two spheres, possibly Yom, because the bright still puts them together.
So therefore what? So therefore Yom is...
You can't count that back.
Right.
But he agrees with the correlation.
He agrees with the fact that if Katsira was good during the day, b'diavad, then Sphere would also have to be good b'diavad during the day.
Not only that, because it's not good.
Yeah. Right, and he would certainly, you know, if he held that there wasn't a solid Sphere, he would definitely try to unify the Mishnah as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely right.
Also, and therefore you rely, but you have you can
that's
count
good
the
yom. You're right.
But if you're saying
not that's totally in that, so in the chovas ksira.
And therefore, maybe the case is there. You count that or not. You just need ksira during the day, and the ksira is but you have it.
That's good. Yeah, that's sort of right. Yeah, you're right. If you're going to say that, so then you're going to have ksira by yom and ksira by lilo. Yeah. And there's no ksira between the sphere and the ksira.
If you're going to say that.
If you're going to say Ksir is Bayom.
The Gemara's Havim.
Yeah. Well, not Sinai Havim, it's the Mishnah.
The Kashim, the Diyavet is Kashim Bayom.
Yeah, the Diyavet is Kashim Bayom.
So what do you do then with the Sphere?
So where's the Tzira between the Sphere of Lila and the Ksir Bayom?
What's the same as you do the Sphere of Bayom also then?
When it's Vasa, there's Balayla. Because in Kashim, you have the idea of when it's Vasa.
Yeah, right, you do.
I'm just trying to think of how that would work. That's what it's also. Kiyum. It's a Kiyum Lila. But if it's Kosher B'Yom, it's not just the Kosher B'Torah's Hechsher. It's a Kosher B'Torah's Mitzvah.
Right. I mean, it really is a good Ketzirah, Mitzvah Ketzirah.
Yeah. Just lacks the limitosa.
And therefore, you're saying that the sphere should follow that?
Right.
Because that really is not a myth.
Do you have to say, how does that answer the problem? Because of what we're saying, or?
Yeah, how would that answer the problem?
Right.
So then we say that the Gemara equates sphere with Ketzira. And since Ketzira is Bayom, it's just Lemitzvasa Yidilayla, but the Ikasphere is Bayom. Mitzvasa Yidilayla, but Lemitzvasa Yidilayla. So then, now you're telling me that what? That this Mansphira is the same time as this Man Ketzira.
Right. Right, well, certainly starts. Right, but could you have had Sphere starting at night but not being able to be done today?
What do you say?
But couldn't you still have had that Sphere starts at night? Because Katsira could start at night, certainly. But Sphere can't be done by daytime. It's just not counting.
Mm.
You had an idea, though, that if you had a to the Zman like that, then you would say Sphere is really preceding Katsira?
I just want to listen. Yep. I'd let it go. And so you cockeyed for.
I'm saying cockeyed fact.